USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The Supreme Court hearing arguments in another abortion rights case where it considers whether hospitals have an obligation under federal law to provide emergency abortions to women who are in medical emergencies. Recently, several stories have come to light of pregnant women who were in distress and were denied emergency care in states with abortion bans or restrictive laws. Protests at universities nationwide in support of Palestine. Columbia University said it is actively negotiating with student activists over taking down the pro-Palestinian encampment that has popped up. More than 80 tents at the school were still standing, and with the start of Passover, the school is worried about student safety.
Passover is the story of our escape from slavery in the land of Egypt. And I think we need to recognize that on Passover, it's important to stand up for oppressed people everywhere, whether they're Jewish or not.
House Speaker Mike Johnson planning to visit Jewish students at Columbia. Officials nationwide dealing with a response to encampments at other universities in what those schools see as a major disruption to college life. President Joe Biden set to sign legislation that allows billions in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The bipartisan legislation comes after months of delays and includes sanctions on Iran, the seizure of frozen Russian sovereign assets, and a measure that could lead to a nationwide ban of TikTok. The passage of this bill, huge for Biden, proving that Democrats and Republicans can work together to get things done. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Mating season is apparently making alligators go where they normally don't go. A large alligator made its way onto the runway at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida. It had to be captured and taken away and released in a nearby river. The big guy found himself hanging with the airplanes instead of the flyboys, finding a spot next to the landing gear of a KC-135 aerial refueling aircraft before being captured by Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission and released. Tez Steinberg of Boulder, Colorado, just rode from Hawaii to Australia alone, and it took him over 125 days, having left Hawaii on December 19th of last year. He had previously rode from California to Hawaii and was enchanted, he said, by the beauty of the ocean and disgusted by how much plastic he saw floating in it. Steinberg using his rowing challenge to raise awareness for ocean conservation. Love is in the air, literally. A pilot for LOT Polish Airlines proposed to his girlfriend, a flight attendant, right before a flight from Warsaw to Krakow. Captain Conrad Hank had flowers and told the entire plane that she was his greatest dream come true. The future Mrs. Hank said yes. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.